From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Obama says the Dallas sniper does not represent America or American values. Speaking at the NATO summit in Warsaw, Mr. Obama said Saturday that the United States is not as divided as some have suggested, while acknowledging that it has been a very tough week for the nation.
So when we start suggesting that somehow there's this enormous polarization and we're back to the situation in the 60s, and that's just not true.
The president said Americans of all races and backgrounds are rightly outraged by the deadly attack on Dallas police officers and rightly saddened and angered by the fatal police shooting of two black men in Louisiana and Minnesota. The president said that as tough, as hard, and as depressing as the loss of lives has been this week, the country has, in his words, a foundation to build on. Mr. Obama will cut short his European trip and return home Sunday. He plans to visit Dallas, Texas, next week. Meanwhile, the president pledged long-term U.S. support for Europe and urged unity at what he said is a pivotal moment for the NATO alliance and Europe. President Obama reaffirmed what he called the U.S. commitment to the defense of Europe and to the transatlantic relationship. He also called on Britain and the European Union not to harden their stances as Britain begins the process of negotiating its exit from the EU. Also, alliance leaders pledged to continue training Afghan security forces into 2017 and to provide nearly $1 billion each year to support Afghan forces through 2020. This is VOA.